Facing a surge of post-Thanksgiving COVID-19 cases, Massachusetts officials today announced new guidance for residents when it comes to celebrating the December holidays. Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker Tuesday urged people to celebrate the holidays only with household members and to postpone any planned travel over the upcoming weeks that include Christmas and New Year's Day.
Any type of celebration beyond that has real potential, as we saw with Thanksgiving, to spread the virus and hurt the ones we all love most.
In the 2 weeks following Thanksgiving, Massachusetts has seen a dramatic surge in COVID-19 cases. The average number of new daily cases has gone from 2,500 in the 10 days prior to Thanksgiving to an average of roughly 4,800 cases in the 13 days following the holiday. Hospitalizations for COVID-19 over the past 3 weeks have gone up by 93%, and deaths have increased by 84% since Thanksgiving, Baker reported. In response to the data, Massachusetts Sunday took a small step back in its phased reopening with the closures of performance venues, a 90-minute time limit on dining in restaurants, and a limit of 6 people per table, and some other changes. On Monday, Boston and about a half dozen other municipalities in eastern Massachusetts decided to go further and close gyms, museums, gaming arcades, and movie theaters, while leaving restaurants and retail stores open. Baker said the local officials are free to put in place restrictions that go beyond what has been ordered statewide.
The most recent example before this was probably Mayor Tyre in Pittsfield, who shut down indoor dining for a few weeks. I want to give locals the ability, if they believe they need to be in a different place, to make that decision, because not everybody in Massachusetts is in the same place all the time.
The Republican governor has also agonized over imposing more widespread closures without another relief package from Washington.
I continue to believe, based on the conversations I've had lately, that something may happen on this by the end of the week. And that would be a giant Christmas present, Hanukkah present, Kwanzaa present, New Year's gift to the people of this country on so many of the issues to create this balancing act that we're all struggling with.
Joining Baker in imploring people to celebrate the holidays at home with only immediate family was Melissa Jocelyn, Director of Nursing at Massachusetts General Hospital.
On behalf of all of our nurses and healthcare colleagues, I do want to join with the governor in asking, even begging, each of you to follow the state guidelines, to refrain from gathering for the Christmas holidays.
To people weary of the pandemic restrictions, Baker said there is hope on the horizon, as hospitals in the state have now received thousands of doses of a vaccine. Bay State Medical Center in Springfield received a shipment Tuesday of 1,950 doses of the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine, according to a spokesperson. The hospital will start vaccinating frontline workers Wednesday, according to Bay State President and CEO Dr. Mark Kerouac.
Phase one includes clinical and non-clinical healthcare workers doing direct COVID-facing care. That's the first priority. Further down the list are healthcare workers doing non-COVID-facing care. That group amounts to about 7,000 to 8,000 individuals at Bay State Health, so quite a few people to vaccinate.
Massachusetts expects to receive 300,000 doses of vaccine by the end of the month. Baker said the state is going to launch an online dashboard for the public to keep track of how the vaccine is administered. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.